Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that our good friend Jerry McGovern is here, too, ladies and gentlemen, joining us all the way from the Emerald Isle, from that miracle isle over there in Ireland. And he's one of our two favorite Irishmen, the other one being John O'Donohue, the great poet from the Connemara area. And Jerry is our good friend. He's the author of Killer Web Content. He's one of the world's experts on internet content, the stuff that we put up on our site, the honey, the stickiness that we try to put on our site to get people to come back for. Jerry, welcome back to the show, and it's good to have you here all the way from Ireland.
And good morning or good afternoon. It's afternoon over here, Jim, and thanks very much for inviting me back. It's great to be back.
Well, we love having you here because of your mind, but the accent just adds a little icing onto the cake there, Jerry. And I think I don't know if I told you that, my English friends, when I talk to them about their accent, they say, "Oh no, Blasingame, you're the one with the accent." we're the originals over here.
Oh, no, yeah. You'll always get into those sorts of debates.
Jerry, content, I remember back in the 90s when we launched our site, our first site in 97, everybody was looking for eyeballs. Everybody was saying, you know, nobody was trying to do content. All incredible number of websites of IPOs were launched. Lots and lots of money, millions and billions of money was raised for IPOs, for websites that were literally trying to just get eyeballs. And I never understood that because nobody was buying anything. They didn't have a way to buy things because most people didn't have internet e-commerce websites on in those days. And I remember thinking, you know what? We create content. We're not into eyeballs. I mean, eyeballs are fine, but we got to have content, it seems to me. And I told my folks, one day when eyeballs are nobody's looking for eyeballs like they are now, somebody's going to want some content. Let's just keep doing content. And one day I think we'll be where we need to be. And that day has come, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I think you're dead right there. I mean, the 90s was a strange period, the era of irrational exuberance.
And the madness of crowds.
And the madness of crowds and all that connected stuff. And lots of people, you know, at the end of it all, they couldn't even afford a T-shirt after it all went bust. So, but you're right, yeah. I mean, why are people coming to a website? Either they're coming to, you know, purchase something, to do something, to complete some sort of a task. And if it is a media type website, then the content is the product. If you're selling shoes or you're selling speakers or satellite navigation, then the content is the way that you sell the product. So words drive actions on the web, and all great websites are built from the right words. Even if you're using Google, you still click on a button that's called search. Mm-hmm. So great websites are built from the right words, and depending on the type of websites, they have more words than other sites. But getting the content right is an essential building block of any successful website.
How do we do that? How do we get the content right?
Well, I think it comes back to basic marketing, because at the end of the day, what are we trying to do? It's not about the content. It's not about having a search engine or a fancy application. It's about having a customer and actually satisfying the need of that customer. And I think the first thing that I would say in, you know, a really good website, it is genuinely customer-centric. The huge trap that websites fall into, and you see them, the really early websites, words, they have a picture of, you know, the management or the boss, or the, you know, they talk about it's our 50th anniversary or things like that. Nobody cares. Like, I mean, if you say 50% off because it's our 50th anniversary, you know, but
that's
nobody
different.
Cares. Yeah. You know, about how many staff you've got, about, you know, they might want to check that out later. But so many people push all this stuff about the organization and how great it is. And we're just impatient. We just want to get onto that site and buy a product or do something.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I tell small business owners, never ask a customer to touch your technology in any kind of technology, whatever it might be, unless there's something in it for them.
Absolutely.
And, if you've got technology that you've developed and it helps you, then and if it helps you serve the customer, tell them why you're asking them to use the technology, because it helps them.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, if you can at all avoid it, don't even mention the technology.
Right.
You know, because,
right.
You know, nobody says when you walk into, you know, a store, have a look at our lighting. You know, we paid loads of money for this lighting. And you see the way our ceilings have been designed so that the sound, well, nobody gives a damn. Like, you know, I mean, basically, that's there. That's great. It's the objective is to create an environment. But it's connected with what you're saying. Lots of websites are talking about, you know, the tools that they're using to actually sell the product. And no customer cares. And this is the thing, what you care about. You've worked really hard and you bought this and maybe you designed it, but nobody cares about that stuff. They care about doing something, about completing a task. And if that technology helps them complete that task, they won't necessarily thank you for that. They'll just expect that.
Right. Exactly. That's the thing. We don't need to expect our customers to hold us up on pedestals and to celebrate us. Doing business with us is enough of that. What types of content do you recommend that the average person that's not in the content business, they're not in the media business, what content would you recommend that they put up on websites?
Well, I think, Jim, the essence of, you know, what are you doing here? What are you offering? What are you selling? And the first thing you must do is allow the person to be able to buy that service or thing off you.
Mm-hmm.
People say, but we've loads of other products and we want to cross-sell and we want to tell them about this and we want to tell them about that. And I'm very wary about that sort of stuff because I say, before you can cross-sell, you have to sell.
Right.
Right. You know, so, you know, keep it simple. Every time you add a little bit extra, etc., you complicate the actual selling.
Don't make them look too hard to find the buy now button. That's one main thing. If you sell socks, don't make it hard for them to buy socks. 20 after, when we come back, I'm going to ask Jerry, what should we do about the holidays and about any kind of a seasonal situation? What should we do about the content for that? Right after these messages, his book is called Killer Web Content, available wherever books are sold. Stay with us.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity. Ted drop falling down the mountain side.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of our day. Jerry McGovern is our guest. He's the author of Killer Web Content, which is available wherever books are sold. Jerry, what about your website?
Well, Jim, it's a kind of, it's about business, and it's about, you know, basically saying this is what we do, this is the type of services we tend to, you know, well, we work specifically in the space, but we work a fair bit for, I suppose, larger organizations, mainly, mm-hmm. although we're a small business in essence ourselves, but hopefully it's fairly clear. We've another thing that we
and what is the URL?
Oh, the URL is www.jerrymcgovern.com.
Jerry with a G, McGovern.
Jerry with a G.
.com, just like they do, spell it in Ireland. And they can find out more about your book there too, can't they?
Absolutely. There's
Killer Web Content. Jerry, let's talk about what we can do for seasonal issues. The holidays are here. They're about to be over in a couple of weeks or so. But so maybe it's late for some folks, but If you've got control of your website, maybe you can make some changes. But any seasonal issue, anything that's seasonal, the springtime, the fall, the summer, whatever issue may be coming up, what do you recommend we do from a seasonal standpoint as far as content is concerned?
Well, from the point of view, it's basically, you know, you got to answer key questions about delivery, you know, simple things like delivery. You know, when you're looking at Amazon now, if you're looking at a book, they'll say, if you buy this now, it will be delivered by. You know, you will get it by, because if there's some sort of an event coming up, then a key issue in the customer's mind is, will I have it by,
right,
or can I send it to somebody else? See, it's all about getting into the head of the customer. None of this is about, this content weird thing. It's all about knowing your customer and knowing what triggers their behavior in relation to this. You know, if you're buying stuff for Patrick's Day and you know, will it be delivered by Patrick's Day? Because otherwise, it's not much good.
Mm-hmm.
I think at Essence, we've got to look at as well that the web is this huge comparison shopping place. So a lot of people are coming to your website. They want a quick sense of what do you got to offer, what's the price, when is it going to be delivered, answer the basic questions, and of course, a deal. You know, that doesn't mean you have to be cheap, but people love deals on the web. You look at
it motivates them, doesn't it? It motivates them to take action.
Absolutely, because you got this impatient customer who's quickly scanning your website, giving you 5 or 10 websites, 10 seconds, and you've got to answer the question, why should I stay, why should I bother? So if you can give them some sort of a deal, like you can't beat free shipping. You know, it's a psychological thing. You know, the funny thing is people can spend a lot of money, but then they really resent shipping.
Oh yeah, they'll spend $1,000 on something, and if you charge them $14.95, it makes them mad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So if you can say, if you buy over X, or if you buy two of these, free shipping. It's been known for years as one of the biggest triggers to get that person to bring them across the finish line, rather than to have them bail out on the shopping cart.
Mm-hmm. What about pushing content to our customers? You know, Web 1.0 is more about them coming to see us. Web 2.0 is more about us going to see them, giving us permission to come to them, to let us know when we have things that they want to know about. What about that kind of content?
I think done right, it's extremely positive and powerful, but the word that you used there earlier is incredibly important, and that's permission, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've got permission. That doesn't give you permission to send them junk or waffle or, you know. So if you're saying to them, join our newsletter and we'll let you know when we've got the latest offers or the latest products, they've got to be the latest. They've got to be good. You can't be sending them boring, trivial stuff. If you get that permission, it's extremely powerful, because you can build up this regular flow of information to your customer, but
mm-hmm.
protect it and look after it, and remember that you're getting permission. They can simply decide to unsubscribe.
Well, what you're doing is, people want you to save them time these days.
Absolutely,
I think people are valuing their time more than their money, more and more. And if you can let them know when something's available, and they know you're going to do that, so they don't have to worry about checking on it. If they know you're going to keep them posted, you're a partner with them in this transaction, then they'll appreciate that and they'll do business with you.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of us, you know, are money rich, time poor. You know, and that, you know, this is a convenient society.
That's the essence
of the web is that it saves us time. Otherwise, we wouldn't be using it.
Jerry, 30 seconds. How's Ireland doing these days?
Ireland has never been better, Jim. It's you know, things were really bad up until, you know, the mid 90s. Lots of emigration,
mm-hmm.
Lots of unemployment, but Ireland has never ever been better. The economy is absolutely booming. It's had basically a 12-year boom, and lots of Irish people will still complain, but we've very little to complain about.
How's the Guinness in Ireland these days?
It's still as good as ever, although Irish people are not drinking as much Guinness as they used to. A lot changing in Ireland.
What are they drinking these days?
Well, drinking lots of wine. You know, Irish used to never drink wine.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is not good.
But there's still lots of Guinness.
Okay.
You know, it's gone from 90% to 60%, so there's still a lot of people drinking
Guinness. I'll come over and we'll drink a Guinness together. Thanks, Jerry, for being here. Good job today.
Okay, see you, Jim.
Jerry McGovern, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Ireland, from north of Dublin, by the way. Quick break, right back with Jan Norman. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.